Proclamation number 5723, dated the July 14th, 1953. Signs of the end. Don't harbor any false hopes by expecting permanent advancement. Everything you own, everything you acquire, will be taken away from you again, and immense misery will come upon people everywhere, for the end is approaching. And where people keep their possessions, where they appear to enjoy earthly security, my arm must brandish a different rod upon people, for I will try to educate people everywhere according to their will and way of life, and no one will be able to really enjoy their life apart from the few who are enlightened and may truly and joyfully look forward to the end, which will limit a period of time, which will include a new life in paradise, and therefore may be your and for by my own. But where people live in sin, there is a noticeable advancement, albeit with an opposite effect. For this worldly progress is Satan's way of making people increasingly more pliable. It is the purchase price for their souls, which will go astray for an infinitely long time. If you humans can recognize this earthly progress, then you will know that the end is not far away, for you will only be able to notice it where faith and love are missing, where my adversary is clearly in control, and where action will be taken against the faith, against my own, without a second thought. For this reason, all over the world immense misery can be found next to people living in sinful luxury. All over the world unkindness will gain the upper hand, and love will be gagged, and the craving for matter will be obvious in the whole world, while spiritual aspirants will be treated with hostility. Small and large-scale destruction will happen everywhere. Dramatic changes will be observed all over the place, either naturally or humanly induced, and everything will be thrown off its track. Things will happen which no one will be able to explain. Obvious forces will be at work which scare people because they will feel helpless in the face of them. The undecided will be influenced in every way, since those who live in sin won't pay any attention to these phenomena. They won't let their lifestyle be disturbed. They will mock and laugh and talk about God in an unbelievably frivolous way. And all those who are purely worldly minded will agree with them, for they are in the grip of matter which will not let go of them anymore. They will try to gain their possessions, pleasure and status forcefully, and won't shy away from betraying their fellow human beings and pushing them into poverty. The world is full of devils and cannot continue like this any longer. But I know every soul, and I will still recall many before the end has come. And the sudden death of so many will also signify an anxious time and immense suffering for people, through which minor success can still be achieved, for the souls in the spiritual kingdom will still be able to influence people on earth, and many a soul will succeed in changing the survivors' minds and steering them towards the spiritual kingdom, in which case this suffering will have been a blessing which will have saved many a soul. Pay attention to all this, you humans, and don't expect a future improvement of your earthly situation, for it would not be a sign for you, unless you are already in my camp and experience the last days consciously. However, most people will need to be strictly dealt with by me in order to protect them from the worst, from the fall into the abyss, when the end has come. Amen.